Hi, good evening. This is Dr. Roger Murphy, thefibrodoctor.com, author of Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Syndrome. Thank you for joining me tonight for my Tuesday night Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia teleconference. I look forward to your questions this evening. A little bit about me. I'm a board-certified nutritional specialist, board-certified chiropractic physician. I've been in private practice for 24 years. For the last 19 years, I have specialized in fibromyalgia. For a number of years, I owned a very large integrative medical practice on the campus of Brookwood Hospital here in Birmingham, Alabama, where I had five medical doctors and a very large support staff that worked for me. In 2003, I sold that medical practice, and I've been out practicing solo ever since. For the last 7 years or so, my practice has evolved to where 95% of my practice is phone consults. I work with patients throughout North America and overseas. No one would have predicted that when I got out of chiropractic school in 1990 that I would be specializing in fibromyalgia, certainly not me. But fortunately, and I say that with a smile on my face, fortunately, I think God knew what he was doing. So all the trials and tribulations that I went through owning a medical practice where we specialize in integrative medicine, using a very judicious use of prescription medication and relying mostly on natural protocols. While that practice had a lot of rewards and I enjoyed parts of that practice, a lot of it was very unpleasant, and I was very glad to sell that practice and move on in 2003. Beginning then, even though I had really specialized in fibromyalgia now, as I said, for almost 19 years, 2003 was the first edition of my book that came out and hit the bookstores, and it really renewed my sense of mission and purpose and put kind of fire underneath me to really make sure that I was doing everything I could to learn everything I could and do everything I could to help those with fibromyalgia. And so I really believe at this point in my life I'm really doing exactly what God put me here to do. And so I really appreciate you joining me here tonight, and I really do look forward to your questions this evening. Time to time, I'll have some of my patients who I'm working with come on the line and share their story, because I think it's important for the people who have fibromyalgia to realize that, yes, there is an opportunity, that, yes, maybe they could feel better again. I think what happens with fibromyalgia is you get the diagnosis of fibromyalgia, and then you're told that you just have to learn to live with it. You know, here's some medications, and we'll put you on this drug, and then, you know, we'll see how you do. But basically, you're just going to have to learn to live with it. And I don't believe that's true. I think you've got, you know, I think you've got a lot of options. Certainly one option is to continue doing what you're, many of you are doing now, which you're finding frustrated, and that is to go the conventional medical route, which largely uses more and more drugs to cover up more and more symptoms, which leads to more and more problems. So I'm not anti-drug. I'm anti-wrong drug, too many drugs, drugs only, because the problem with fibromyalgia is that if you go the conventional route and you're relying on these different drugs for these different symptoms, before you know it, you can be on half a dozen drugs to a dozen drugs, and you don't even know other drugs make any difference because, as you so well know, you have some days are good days, some days are bad days. You never know. And so you start taking these medications, and you're not sure. Maybe they're helping a little bit. Maybe they're not. So you're taking Neurontin, and, you know, you think maybe you have less pain, but then you start realizing you're gaining weight or you're having more fluid retention, or next thing you know, you have high blood pressure, and now you're being put on a blood pressure medication. So the challenge with fibromyalgia is that it's not an illness that lends itself very well to traditional medicine alone. It's just traditional medicine alone is pretty much a dead end. And then the other big challenge, as I mentioned quite often on the show, is that once you get that diagnosis, they tend to sweep all of your symptoms that you have with fibromyalgia underneath the fibromyalgia rug. So they tell you that your low energy is because of fibromyalgia, your pain's because of fibromyalgia, your low moods are because of fibromyalgia, the restless leg syndrome, the IBS, and on it goes, and they tell you that everything you've got is because of fibromyalgia. But fibromyalgia doesn't cause anything. Fibromyalgia is only a name given to a syndrome made up of a bunch of common symptoms that come together to make this thing called fibromyalgia. And what you really want to know is what are creating the symptoms that we link to fibromyalgia. So just because you have fibromyalgia and they tell you that, that really doesn't mean anything, right? What you want to know is, why do you have such low energy? You can hardly get out of bed each day. Or why do you have such a low tolerance to stress? So that if you do even the most routine thing that you used to do, like go grocery shopping, you crash for 2 or 3 days. You know, that's what you want to know. Why do you wake up in the middle of the night and your legs are jerking everywhere? Why do you have these hot flashes throughout the day? Why do you have one day where you have loose bowel movements all day, and then you go 2 or 3 days and you can't have a bowel movement and you're bloated and have all this gas and stomach pain? You can't just explain that away saying that it's all fibromyalgia, because all those are symptoms which are nothing more than warning signs. And I truly believe, after doing this for almost 2 decades, the only way that you can beat fibromyalgia, and that's an option for many of you, you certainly can, is to get healthy. That's the only thing that makes sense to me. Having a very large medical practice in the past, trying all the different prescription medications that we had at our disposal, and now doing it really naturally for a number of years, well, that's the only way to get your life back, to really feel good again, and more importantly, stay that way, is you got to get healthy. And I know it sounds very, very simple-minded, but it really is the only thing that makes sense. And the first thing you got to do is you got to find out where you're broken down. And that comes with special testing. And then once you know where you're broken down, now you can start treating the causes instead of just treating the symptoms. So tonight I'm going to share some more about that philosophy and that mindset with you. It's built around using a special kind of medicine called functional medicine. But before I get into answer your questions tonight, I'd like to see if I... If Judy, if you're on the line, if you can hit *6, that'll bring you on my call if you can join me.
Hello?
Judy, are you there? Hi, Judy.
Yes, I am. Hi.
How are you? Thanks
Good.
For joining me. Thanks
no
for joining
problem.
Me from Pennsylvania.
Yep, way up north.
Well, listen, I wanted to get your permission before I asked you. I'm kind of putting you on the spot. And if you don't feel comfortable, you just let me know, and we'll just do a question and interview kind of session. But one of the things that was really, I thought was wonderful about you, and many things are, but you shared a letter with me, a handwritten letter with me when we first started. And that letter really moved me. And I wanted to see if you'd feel comfortable if I read just a couple of portions of this letter.
Oh,
would you feel
I don't even remember that.
Oh, you don't?
Sure.
Okay. So this was a letter that you wrote to me, and it was on the back of a form. It was a handwritten letter about you being an office manager at a physician's office. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Are you comfortable with me reading that? Is that okay? Just
yeah,
a little
no
bit
problem
of
at all.
Okay.
No
so
problem.
Good. Okay. So this is a handwritten letter from Judy before we even started working together. And I really loved it because it really put into, made it all come alive for me, what she was going through, what so many people with fibromyalgia go through. And so this is her letter. This is before we ever met by phone. Dear Dr. Murphy, as an office manager of a physician's offices for over 25 years, I have found it exhausting having fibromyalgia, and since 2002, to deal with the medical world, seeing one specialist after another, and to be prescribed one drug for each new symptom. By the grace of God, your videos reached me via Facebook. I broke down in tears. Is there really someone who has the slightest idea of the true hell I go through each day, never knowing how my day will be? I am sick and tired of being sick and tired. I take more meds than my 84-year-old father takes. This disease affects not only me, but my relationships with my family and my friends. I had to resign from my a great job from one of my favorite doctors to start to figure out what was wrong with me. I guess it all started with a diagnosis of low moods, and then you go on and talk a little bit about going through that whole process there, and then you finally you just finally kind of had no choice but kind of go on a disability, got so run down. And then you went on to say that you tried to part-time teaching as a medical office management, but after 6 months crashed hard and you found you couldn't even get out of bed. So you couldn't remember anything, couldn't sleep, couldn't do anything. And then it goes on and on just about all your frustration. But I remember this letter, okay? I remember this when we first started talking, and I just remember how frustrated you were when we started working together to have the knowledge that you had, seeing the medical world kind of in its futile attempts to help you, with everybody wanted to help you, and yet you were getting worse.
Right.
Well, so tell me, so share with us a little bit about what you were going through when you and I first met by phone a few months ago. What were your issues? What was happening?
Well, I mean, as your book mentioned, and I think the books where it started, I read that book, and it was like I was reading a novel that spoke to me. And in fact, I remember the evening my husband came into the living room, and I'm sitting there bawling my eyes out. He thought I was reading a romance novel, and I said, "No, I'm reading about fibromyalgia." He goes, "Don't you have enough of those books?" I'm going, "But this is different." And I said, "This doctor really understands what I'm talking about." And he's like, "Well, where is he?" And I'm like, "He's in Alabama." And he goes, "I don't care what it takes, we'll get you there." And it was just like, you know, someone finally didn't want to just give me another drug. They wanted to try to figure out what was wrong with me. And, I mean, I was in that desperate mode. I was trying everything from, you know, physical therapy to massage therapy. I got electric stim machine. I tried all those fibro creams and all the supplements that are out there, and nothing helped. And all I was doing is, like you said, with fibro, you get one diagnosis after the other, and I had them all. You know, I couldn't sleep, couldn't make decisions. I had restless leg. But I also got some strange things that started happening that not a lot of fibro patients have. And I kind of came to my breaking point this past winter. I always seem to get worse up here when it gets cold, and I get sick. So I knew my immune system had been depleted. And I started this winter with the usual two sinus infections, followed 3 weeks later by bronchitis. And then my irritable bowel was so bad that it actually turned into colitis. And 3 weeks after I'm done taking antibiotics for that, I get strep throat. And I've never had strep throat in my life. Finish that course of antibiotics, and I get shingles in May. Mm. And I'm like, what in the heck is going on with me? I can't take this anymore. You know, I need to find something else. And, you know, this is where, you know, I read your book from beginning to end, and I said, I don't have to go to Alabama. I can just do this phone consult and send my records, and we can figure this out together through trial and error. And, I think we've come a long way in a very short period of time.
We have. You've worked so hard. You have worked, and you've done so well. I'm so proud of you. Well, tell me, what was that first consult like? Did you find, obviously it was a big leap of faith to reach out to somebody on the internet and then to set up a phone consult. But what was the first consult like? Was that doing it by phone, was that intimidating? Did you feel uncomfortable in any way doing that? I'm just curious.
No, I mean, you know, I felt like, you know, how can he really know me without seeing me? But, you know, I did, you know, I have to say I did pray about it. And I said, you know what, I've gone to how many doctors, and they have seen me, and where am I now? What is this going to hurt? So I just gathered all my medical records, the things that you needed, and I sent them there. And I was impressed how much time you took with me, not only the first call, it's every 2 weeks, the calls that we have. I spend more time talking to you than I can talk to my PCP. So I'm impressed with that.
I appreciate that. Well, when we first started talking together, you had all these issues, and I think if I remember right, you were on 7 or 8 different medications. And one of the things you told me is you really, really wanted to get off your medications. And then, and so at this point, I think maybe you're taking one or two just as needed basis. Is that right?
Right. As of, I stopped, and I was on 13 medications, from everything from a sleep medication to Cymbalta to vitamin D to restless legs to Flexeril to Synthroid. I had a pituitary tumor. I just had a little bit of everything. I stopped most of my meds when we first started, like the end of July. And by September, I was off of everything. For pain, I was up to taking 8 Vicoprofen a day, which I knew in the back of my mind from being in the medical field that none of these drugs were good, but especially with the Vicoprofen, and my liver toxicity was, you know, I can't keep doing this the rest of my life. I had to find other answers.
I
went back for the first time to my PCP to do all new blood work just this past October, about 2.5 weeks ago. It was my first time to tell him that I stopped everything, and he just kind of looked at me. But he was supportive because he said, "Judy, I know what you've been through for 13 years. If something's going to help you, I say go for it." And he called me when the blood work came back, and he said, "This is the first time in 13 years that all your blood work is within normal limits." And that was like, I almost wanted to cry. Oh, my God. I am on the right track.
Yeah. I remember you said that he was awestruck when you saw him. His mouth kind of literally dropped when he saw you. Because you lost some weight, too. I know you worked real hard on the anti-inflammatory diet, and you're still on that. So, but you had lost a good bit of weight. How much weight have you lost?
Well, as of today, I'm down 33 pounds. I started at 199 in July, and I'm 166 today.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's wonderful. And so one of the things, I guess they had recommended your I know your cholesterol was elevated, is it, you know, pretty high, and it's dropped quite a bit since we've been working together. But you were smart enough not to even go on the Crestor they recommended. I guess you knew just from your medical background, given everything else you were doing, it probably wasn't going to be a good thing to be on. Is that right?
Exactly. I mean, I knew that was one of the first things that I remember reading in your book, and I said, you know, this is the first thing I'm not taking. And, it was elevated just a little bit, and after I looked at your prescription, it was my fault because you told me to take 2 pills twice a day, and I only read it as taking 2 pills a day. So I feel that small fluctuation. It was just misreading of what I was supposed to be taking. So I'm confident that the next time that we have them checked, that, you know, that also will be in within normal limits.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's dropped 50 points, and that's pretty impressive without taking a statin medication to be able to do that. One thing that you really struggled with was your sleep. And so I was, you know, when you were able to come off that Ambien, I think we both really celebrated that. Maybe me more than you, I don't know. But, and then you came off, able to get off the Flexeril too. It was just fantastic that you were able to do that. Now tell me about your sleep now. How's your sleep doing?
Well, I know one of the things I did tell you is, when I was on the Ambien, it kind of gives you this, I mean, you eventually do fall asleep, but my kids would make fun of me because they said, You know, an hour after I take it, they could ask me anything I want, and I wouldn't remember what they asked me, and they could get away with things because I went into this, like, I could not remember what had happened.
Yeah.
And the worst part was that I didn't feel relaxed when I did wake up, and I could not dream. And now
right.
with the medication that I'm currently on, I'm back to remembering my dreams.
Yeah, yeah.
It may seem yeah. insignificant, but I'm like, I don't remember the last time that I dreamt.
Yeah, yeah. And your energy, you had put down your energy was either a 1 or a 2 out of 5. So it was incredibly low. I think you should share with me that the things that, I mean, you went from working what I call a high strata type of job where you really had to use your mind and engage in a lot of different areas. You went to where it was just kind of hard to get through the day sometimes. You couldn't really do much physically. Is that right?
Right. I mean, the hardest thing was again, you know, losing a job that I loved in a profession that I loved for a guy that I loved. And that was also mentally hard for me with my type A personality. But then to be in your own home and not have enough energy to take care of your home and cook meals for your family. And I spent most of my time laying on the couch because I was in so much pain, I couldn't do anything. In fact,
wow.
you know, I had someone come every other week to clean my house because I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
mm-hmm.
just, it was just too much of a process to do.
Yeah. And so tell me about your pain. Tell me about your pain now, because I know at one time it was all over and you were taking, as you said, quite a bit of pain medication, actually, you know, a whole lot of pain medication.
Yeah.
How's your pain now? How's your pain doing?
I have to say that, you know, both my energy and pain level has really, the pain level has decreased significantly. My energy has increased significantly. I used to call myself the human barometer because I would know when it's going to rain or snow before they even called
yeah.
for it. And, you know, I do have my days where sometimes, you know, I am hurting a little bit more than usual. And I tend to, like most fibro patients do, when you have those good days, you want to get so much done. And you overexert yourself, and all you do is make yourself crash the next day. And, you know, it's very important for fibro patients to realize that you still got to make a steady attempt. You can't just go all out every day, day after day. You've got to have that restful time, and you've got to be able to sleep.
Exactly. Well, the other thing that you had was infrequent and was migraines and headaches, but that's really not been an issue now.
No, my migraines have totally gone away, and on a side note, I think I told Gina today, I've had problems with fibrocystic breast disease, and every 6 months I have to go for a mammo and followed up with a sonogram because I had 3 areas of concern of calcification that they always have to double check. And I went Friday, and they had to do a new process now where they do the mammogram, they take it right to the radiologist. And the radiologist came back in the room and said, I just wanted to ask you, what have you done in the past 6 months? Did you change something? And I said, what do you mean? He said, let me show you these 3 spots. And he got the film out and showed it to me. And he said, here's your x-rays today for your mammogram. They're not there anymore. So I just explained, you know, I'm going through this naturopathic, taking these supplements,
uh-huh.
and I'm doing
uh-huh.
all this, getting rid of inflammation. And I said, that's my last 6 months. That has to be the answer. And he said,
yeah.
well, you keep doing whatever you're doing. You don't have to have your sonogram today.
Yeah, great, great. Well, yeah, so what would you tell people who say, well, there's no way that taking vitamins and minerals and amino acids and, you know, the things that you're taking right now. I mean, it's not magic, but it's just taking vitamins, minerals, amino acids, essential fatty acids, and other things. that have made the difference, and obviously the diet. But oftentimes, you know, you hear that it doesn't work. Obviously, it does. What would you share with people about that?
Well, you know, part of my therapy is that I am on a couple fibro support networks through Facebook, and I got real upset last week because there was an indication out there that, you know, I know the desperation. I've been there, and people are just searching for answers. And there were these multiple postings of people that are saying, oh, you've got to try marijuana. You've got to try cannabis. It's going to solve all your problems. And it's the first time I ever documented my story. And I got on there, and I said, no, you don't do it. That's not the answer. You know, and I explained my whole story, and I have gotten so many replies back from that. And, you know, I'm a testimony to you because people have been writing back to me and saying, who is this doctor? Where is he at? And how can I get his book?
Yeah, so, right.
You know, it was like Juno had sent me an extra book, and I had this poor girl that was in tears that called me, and I said, I have this extra book. And I said, it must be a godsend because I'm not sending it back to the office. I'm going to forward it to you overnight. You know, because I heard in her voice what I used to hear in mine. And I said, you've got to take it seriously. You've got to read it. And you've got to follow the program or it won't work. But, you know, if you do, I'm here to say, you know, I've only been on it, you know, seriously for 3 months, and it's changed my world.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your courage, number one, to share your story, and I really appreciate you trying to help others. That's really what it's all about. I think what happens when you get fibro, you just get so beat down, and you get so exhausted from the whole thing that it's really easy just to kind of give up, and then before you know it, you're in a chat, a support group chat, and it's all about how bad you feel every day. It's not about, hey, maybe you can feel better. It's all about how bad you feel today. And that's really bad company to be in, by the way, but it happens. It does. Well, what would you like to share with those who are listening this evening or maybe listening on the replay? What would you like to share about your story and our relationship together?
Well, you know, all I can say is that, you know, I've been where many of you are right now. I've probably been in some worst times, especially because mine started with the depression and anxiety to a really bad level. And, you know, when you have fibro, it's really a stigmatism that's attached to you, and it's hard for your family and your friends to understand because they can't see that something's wrong with you. They don't understand why you have to keep canceling on them. And I'll be honest with you, we've lost some good friends because there are times I just can't go out. I can't, you know, and people get tired of hearing you can't come or you can't go or you can't do. And, you know, when you get to that place, you search for anything. And like I said, I was in the medical field for all those years. I thought I would be the last person to ever try something like this. But I am so glad that, you know, in the past 90 days, it has made more of an improvement in my overall health from my head to my toes than anything that I have done in 13 years. And I have been to every kind of doctor for every kind of specialist. And like I said, just to be able to go into my primary care office and cross off all those drugs and say, I don't take this anymore. I don't take this anymore. I don't take that anymore. You know, it's like, please remove this from my medical record.
It definitely,
you know, I will certainly always be a spokesperson, and I will continue on my fibro support groups and, you know, directing people, you know, please stay away from things like cannabis. I know you're desperate, but there are more healthier ways to take care of this than doing that.
Sure, absolutely. Well, Judy, I want to thank you for sharing your story with us tonight. I think you're just a wonderful person, and I'm really a better person. Well, you're so welcome, and I'm a better person for getting to know you and getting to work with you. And we still got so many more things we're going to do. I mean, we're still some other things we're going to do, and I'm just glad you're part of our family at the clinic. Everybody loves you, and we're all so proud of you and rooting for you. So, again, thank you so much for joining me. You know, between
mm-hmm. you know the time that we spend together, I said like you always give me the time. But if I have a quick question or I forgot something or I don't understand something, Juno and Gina and the rest of the girls in the office, you know, they're always there to return the call. If they don't know the answer right away, they get it for you. And it's like, mm-hmm. wow, it's just amazing. So you have support from the physician all the way through the office staff, which is hard to find these days.
Well, I really so appreciate you complimenting them because they're wonderful and they don't get enough praise, and they are two of the most wonderful people. I have the greatest staff. Juno's been with me for about 15 years now, I think, and she used to be the nurse in the IV clinic at the medical practice, and Gina, who's her daughter, has been with me for 11. So they know more about fibromyalgia than most doctors. And the great thing though is I think you would agree they love what they do, and that comes out in the conversations with the patients. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost like family, you know, which is exactly the kind of atmosphere I want in my clinic. I don't want it to be stuffy. I don't want it to be that way, and it's not. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for joining.
Oh, you are so welcome.
Okay, you have a great night.
You too. Bye bye.
Thanks. Well, I want to thank Judy for coming on the call from Pennsylvania and sharing her story with me tonight. She's such a delight. She has worked really hard, and I think that's important that I share that, is it's not something that is a passive thing that happens. When I work with patients and my goal is to get them healthy, it's work. It's not here's a handful of pills and you're going to feel better instantly. It's not here's a diet, you're going to change your way you eat and you're going to lose weight and you're going to feel better. It doesn't really work that way. It's a team effort where I'm working with the patient, finding out where they're broken down through the appropriate testing. And then once I know where they're broken down, I know exactly what protocols that they need to be used based on doing this for 20 years. So the testing is kind of the key. But that only sets up then what needs to follow after that. And so in Judy's case, she had some things with her thyroid that were being mismanaged, and she got on some over-the-counter thing, supplements that I use in my practice, that allowed her then to be able to get off the Synthroid and actually do better on the over-the-counter thyroid supplements that I use than she was on the medication. And then that set up the opportunity for her then to get her metabolism doing better and then to be able to do the diet. But obviously you heard that she's worked really hard. For her to have been on 13 medications and to come off all those, that doesn't happen by chance. I mean, that's a lot of work on her part, working with me week after week, making sure that she's doing what I'm asking her to do it, and she's being compliant and doing everything, and then getting better and better and better, just this big snowball. It builds this momentum. And so I really, really am so proud of her for everything she's accomplished, and I'm so grateful that she's a part of our family now. Now, what I'd like to do is encourage you to, if you've got interest in learning more about the phone consults, or if you'd like to come to Birmingham, Alabama, you certainly can do that. You could come to the clinic. But I would encourage you, if you want to know more about the phone consults or consults in general, that you go to the website fibroconsults.com, and it'll tell you everything about the consult process, how we do that, how you fill out the paperwork online, how we get that paperwork, and then we set up the consult, all about the fees associated with that. Everything is in there at fibroconsults.com. Now, for those of you that are on the line live tonight, what I'd like to do is see if If you've got a question, if you will hit star 6, that will bring you on the line live, and I'll be happy to take your question this evening. So we're going to wait just a minute. We'll see if we get some live callers on the line. I've got a bunch of email questions here that try to get to a couple of those this evening as well. But again, if you've got a question, feel free to come on the line.
Okay, Dr. Murphy.
Yes.
Okay, my name is Joanne. I've been taking the FibroPak, and I've got my vitamin D level tested last week, and it was high. So my doctor told me to go off of the vitamin D. Which one in the packet is it? Could you tell me? Can you describe it?
Yeah, what was your vitamin D level?
It was 80.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now what they're saying, as long as your vitamin D level is between 50 and 100, that's the vitamin D cancel, that's where you should be. You're not going to raise your vitamin D level with the CFS Fibro formula, and this is why, Joanne, because there's only 400 IUs in the vitamin D. There's 400 per pack. So if you're taking one pack, it'd be 400. If you're taking two, it's 800. So it's a very low dose, because normally what you should be taking, just as a preventative basis, no matter whether you're in, South United States or the North, a minimum of 2,000 to 5,000 IUs. So coming off the CFS Fibro is not going to make a difference in that. Are you taking vitamin D in some other type of formula, or taking it by itself?
All I'm taking is the FibroPak with the other two or three bottles that you sent along with the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
digestive enzymes, and then the 5-HTP.
Okay. Yeah, so really there's not enough vitamin D in there, even if you were to stop, that would really make much of a difference. And I would encourage you to stay on what you're taking. I would not worry about having a vitamin D. I'm more worried about people having a lower vitamin D level below 50 than I am that it being between 50 and 100, which is really what the Vitamin D Council is now saying. And they're the experts. They've been talking about that since 2003.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wonder why it was up that high. The expected reading would be between 30 and 100, and mine was 80. So,
it's unusual.
I've been taking your FibroPak for about 4 to 5 weeks, and I am already starting to, the soreness is starting to go away, and I'm even starting to get better sleep. It's hit and miss, though, but I'm starting to dream good,
Good.
So that means I'm getting deeper sleep.
But yeah, that's good.
When I was taking two packs, and I did this for a whole month just to see if it would level out any, I had a lot of diarrhea. I went to the restroom a lot, and so I cut the packs back to one a day.
Perfect, yeah.
That's okay.
So as you know, that's great. So as you know, in that pack, there's a lot of magnesium. And magnesium, I put it in there for a reason, because magnesium is in 300 different bodily processes. And when you get under a lot of stress, you deplete your magnesium level. That's one of the first thing that goes. And when that happens, you can have restless leg syndrome, you can have constipation, muscle pain, high blood pressure, all these kind of things. So magnesium is a natural muscle relaxer. And so you want to take a high dose. However, if you take too much for you, your individual case, you'll see that you're going to get a loose bowel movement because it relaxes your colon too.
Actually explosive. They weren't, even worse than loose.
But you did exactly what you should do, which is to reduce your dose. Now, other people, they'll take that, and they'll take two packs a day, and they'll still be constipated. And they'll have to increase their magnesium, which I talk about in the book. Sometimes that's due to low thyroid. Sometimes it's because they're taking pain medication.
Mm-hmm. Okay. For the sake of knowing, the vitamin D, I am still going to take it. The vitamin D, is that the capsule that looks like oil?
No. Now, the vitamin D is going to be in those speckle tablets because it's part of the multivitamin. So there's three of those in each pack.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
It's all in that multivitamin together. And that's why there's really not that much vitamin D in there, because you just couldn't get, you know, if you probably those speckled tablets are fairly, you know, good size. And we don't want to make them any larger there. So we didn't put any more vitamin D in there. If patients need extra vitamin D, we just have them take a capsule.
What's the capsule that looks like the oil? Is that fish oil?
That's the fish oil. That's the fish oil. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good.
And so that's important for, it's an anti-inflammatory, but it also helps the brain cells be able to communicate with one another. So it's very important for the neurotransmitters, your brain, you know, brain chemistry.
Yeah, I've got your book, and I'm, you know, doing everything. It all makes sense. And like I said, I didn't expect to see results this quick, but I'm starting to show improvement.
Great, great. Well, I appreciate you coming on the line and sharing that. And if you ever have any questions, feel free to call the clinic. They're so happy to help you any way they can.
Absolutely. I sure will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Joanne. Okay, so if you've got a question, if you'll hit *6, that'll bring you on the line. Okay, we'll wait and see if we got. So again, if you're trying to get on the call, you need to hit *6.
Dr. Murphy?
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me? Yes, this is Chris Thomas, and I was listening to Judy talk about her migraines, and I just have a quick testimony. I was in the middle of a terrible migraine. I had had it for a day and a half, and I received my products from Miss Juno on Saturday, and I immediately pulled out the migraine medication, and I can't think of it right now. I'm so sorry.
Pedidolix.
Yes.
Pedidolix.
And I took one of those.
Yeah.
Yes. I took one of those, and I was just laying down, and within 30 minutes, I began to feel my migraine ease, and within 2 hours, my migraine was completely gone. And I was just, that never, ever, especially a migraine that severe, that just does not happen. It usually will last another day, day and a half, and then I'm completely wiped out for however many days. And just within, 2.5 hours, it was gone. And
yeah,
so I was just completely amazed.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. I mean, I've had so much success, and that's called Pedidolix, which is by Thorne Research, and the active ingredient in that is butterbur, which is an herbal. And in Europe, it's the number one migraine remedy. That's what they use for migraines and headaches.
Mm-hmm.
And there, it's a prescription, but here, as you know, it's over the counter. So my patients who have migraines, I've had great luck with them using the Pedidolix as a preventative. And I'm so glad that you found that it happened that quick. That's great.
Yes, and I haven't had one since. And I had a quick question about Judy had mentioned that she had a parathyroid tumor. And is that something that you're able to treat with supplements and things like that?
No, I don't. So now, she actually had that treatment prior to us working together. What I do encounter periodically is that people have hyperparathyroidism, which I talk about in the book, and that's oftentimes missed in the blood work. But typically, an adult should never have a calcium level above 10. And if they do, that's oftentimes a sign of a hyperparathyroidism. But it's a benign tumor. But now that I can help people with, and then eventually they have to get referred out for surgery.
Okay. I was just wondering about that. But thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
You know,
thanks for sharing.
Just a couple of days on the stuff, but it's been wonderful. So thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thanks for sharing.
Sure.
Okay, so we got a little more time, and I encourage you, if you got a question, ask it. There's several people that will hear your question and go, oh, wow, I wish I'd asked that question. So don't be bashful if you got a question. This is the time to do it. We've got another 10 minutes or so. So in the meantime, while I'm waiting on people to come on the line, I'm just going to take a couple of questions that have come in by email. Excuse me. So one of the questions that I get a lot of times is about irritable bowel syndrome, and this one is, Dr. Murphy, I had terrible IBS. Linzess and or Miralax help some, but not always. I'm always bloated and have stomach pain and a great deal, and I'm in a great deal of discomfort. What do you recommend? Well, I would encourage you, if you go to the website on the treatingandbeating.com site, you'll see under the health conditions, there's a whole article that I wrote for a journal about IBS, and it's kind of a step-by-step thing that you can do. It's also in the book. But let me share with you a few things about irritable bowel syndrome. So you have irritable bowel syndrome A, where you alternate between diarrhea and constipation. You have irritable bowel C, which is mostly constipation. And you have irritable bowel D, which is mostly loose bowel movements or diarrhea. Depending on where you are on that scale would dictate what you need to do naturally. No one has a Linzess deficiency, and no one has a Miralax deficiency. You've got the IBS, like most of the things we see, these symptoms are warning signs that something's wrong in the body, and that needs to be corrected, not covered up with a laxative or something that would prevent you from having a bathroom or help you go to the bathroom. What you want to know is, what are you deficient in nutritionally? What are you lacking? So a couple things. If it's IBS constipation, then oftentimes it's because you're deficient, as I mentioned earlier, with Joanne, and she was taking too much magnesium. But if you increase your magnesium, oftentimes you'll see that you'll start having a normal bowel movement. And I recommend that you get your magnesium level up to 500, 600. Sometimes you need to even go as high as 1,000 milligrams a day, preferably using a real high-quality magnesium like magnesium chelate or citrate, which is easy to absorb it, unlike oxide or sulfate, some of the cheaper magnesium supplements out there. But if you do that, what you should see is you start having a bowel movement every day, and then you also what you should see is you have less instances of muscle cramps during the night, restless leg syndrome, or twitching of your eyes, you know, when you get tired. You'll find that you typically will sleep better if you take that magnesium at bedtime, because magnesium is a natural muscle relaxer, so it also relaxes your colon. If you have a lot of diarrhea, then typically that's a sign that you're low in serotonin, and so the 5-hydroxytryptophan, which is an amino acid, that plus certain B vitamins, vitamin C and magnesium make serotonin. If you start taking 5-HTP, oftentimes you can reduce your flare-ups of the loose bowel movements. That, along with a good digestive enzyme, which helps you break down your food and make sure you're absorbing your food, and that's why that's both the 5-HTP and the digestive enzyme are part of the CFS Fibro Jumpstart Pack that I recommend in the book. But if you do those two things, oftentimes that in and of itself will get you to where you're having normal bowel movements. You need to realize that, as I discussed in the book, you have more serotonin receptors in your intestinal tract than you do in your brain. And when you get under stress, you have problems with IBS flare-ups, and, you know, you get butterflies in your stomach, you know, and so you get this nervous stomach, and that's when you start having loose bowel movements. But if you can get your serotonin level up, then you'll find that you have less of those flares. So, but again, there's a go to the treatingandbeating.com site, and you'll see there's an article, several articles there. They're all free for you to take advantage of. Let's see, do we have any questions on the line? Any questions? Okay. So another email I want to take here is, Dr. Murphy, do you think lidocaine IV therapy is helpful? My pain doctor has recommended this. So when I owned the medical practice years ago, one of the things we used to do was high-dose vitamin mineral IV therapy, and we oftentimes would put lidocaine in there as well. And we really had some really good success with these Myers cocktails, what they're called. But we were doing that 10 years ago, or longer, maybe even longer than that, and 13 years ago, and before it even got popular. And, yeah, we did have success with it. So I would think, you know, we found that patients had more energy, had less pain, they slept better, you know, a lot of things. But the problem with that is that it's short-term. It doesn't last. And so I'm not telling you not to do it because it certainly can be helpful. But ideally what you want to do is you want to get healthy. And if you get healthy, then not only do you feel better for a few days, but you feel better for a lifetime. And so you certainly can do the IV therapy. There's clinics throughout North America who have doctors trained in integrative medicine, and they'll encourage you to do IV therapy or these other things. And again, I mean, that can be helpful. But long-term, what you want to do is you want to get healthy so that you not only feel good each day, but you stay that way. Okay. So we got any questions? Anybody on the line? Okay. I'm going to take some of these email questions then. Okay, so here's one. In one of your videos, you talk about adrenal fatigue and how it can cause low blood pressure and low energy. What can I do to raise my blood pressure? Okay, so adrenal fatigue is when your adrenal glands, those are your stress coping glands, fail to keep up with the demands of the stress that your body's under. And pretty soon what happens, if you get into adrenal fatigue, you find that stress is magnified. So little things that may not used to have bothered you now really bother you quite a bit. Loud noises, changes in the weather, crowds, noises, traffic jams, mental tasks, going to the grocery store, you know, trying to balance your checkbook, whatever it is, you find that stress has become magnified because your stress coping glands, the adrenal glands, have become deficient. They got under too much stress. They couldn't keep up with the demands, and now they're not able to keep up and help you in those times of stress. So you lose the stamina and resistance to stress. And one of the things that you'll see is not only low energy and feeling a little more stressed all the time, more pain can show up. You can have problems with mental clarity issues and all other things. But one of the things you may see, too, is you may get low blood pressure with adrenal fatigue. Now, you can also have high blood pressure, but oftentimes it's low blood pressure. And the problem with low blood pressure and what would I define that as is blood pressure where your systolic number is below 90 and your diastolic is below 70. You know, if your blood pressure is at 89 over, you know, 68, that's pretty daggum low. And the problem with that is when your blood pressure is that low, you're not getting enough blood and oxygen to your muscles and your brain, so you can feel pretty lethargic. And the best way to raise that blood pressure is to fix the adrenal problem. So short of that, some little things that you can do until you are working with a doctor that can help you with your adrenals, I talk about in detail in the book, but one of the things you can do if you have low blood pressure is to add salt to your diet. You can even put baking soda, a couple of tablespoons of baking soda in your water in the morning. You do that a couple of times a day and then monitor your blood pressure. It should go up. Another thing that's very helpful is licorice root. So I don't use a lot of herbs in my practice because I try to use the raw ingredients that make the hormones, that make the biochemicals that the body needs, and those are vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential fatty acids in high doses, but the right doses, the right combination. So I don't really use a lot of herbs, but sometimes they're preferable. And so one of the things you could do is you could use licorice root extract, and that will help to raise your blood pressure. So, but I would encourage you to look, and if you got the book, and if you don't have the book, I encourage you to get the book. You can get it on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, many bookstores. But if you don't have the book, I encourage you to get it. And in there's a chapter on adrenals, and it'll go into much more detail about how to get that low blood pressure up. Okay. Let's see. Here's one that, okay. Doctor, do you think heavy metals cause fibromyalgia? My doctor says my pain and fatigue are from mercury toxicity. He wants me to do a series of IV chelation therapies. Should I? And this is signed by Sue. And Sue, I would tell you that's the worst thing you can do. And let me tell you why. Because if you start to do these chelation therapy sessions, you can open Pandora's box. And when I had the medical practice, we used to do chelation therapy with patients who had cardiovascular disease, and type 2 diabetes, and we got miraculous results from these people. Sometimes they would start off and they would come in wheelchairs or canes, and then after a series of treatments, they were actually able to walk on their own. They had that, they were able to build up that physical stamina to be able to do that. So there's some amazing benefits to chelation therapy. The problem is that if you try to do something like that in a fibro patient, it's just too much. It's too stressful. And as far as the mercury toxicity, if you have that, then the first thing you'd want to do, and I'm not telling you to do this, but if you have mercury toxicity that's demonstrated in the test, you'd want to go to a dentist who specializes in mercury removal. And you'd do that first, and then you would be chelating afterwards. But I would tell you not even to do that, because if you go to a dentist and they start pulling out these amalgams, it's incredibly stressful. It's expensive. It's also incredibly stressful. What I would say to you first is that you get as healthy as you can get, and I would encourage you to study the book or work with me or whomever, but I would encourage you to get healthy first, and then and only then, if you needed to do something like chelation, you would do that. But depending on where you are right now, and I'm just assuming that you know, you're a fibromyalgia patient who's not doing very well, you still have a lot of issues, I definitely would not do chelation. I certainly would not do chelation. I sure not wouldn't. Let's see, one more question I'll take. Let's see here. Doctor, I've had fibromyalgia for about 20 years. I've tried everything, drugs, vitamins, acupuncture, massage, PT, Whirlpool therapy, chiropractic, noni juice, nothing has helped. What do you think? Why do you think you can help people with fibromyalgia? I've tried everything and nothing has helped me. And of course, it's not signed. But this is a letter that I get oftentimes by email that's forwarded to me by my staff. So here's why I think that I can help, because my program's not based on giving you a handful of pills. That's not what it's about. It's about getting you healthy. So I had a patient today that actually came into the clinic that came from North Alabama. I actually lived here in Alabama and drove in down to see me, her and her husband. And so she, you know, I told her everything, you know, what was going on and what I thought was being missed by her doctors and what she needed to do and what her options were. And so one of the things she shared with me, she said, well, you know, I agree with everything you said, and I totally believe in your book, makes perfect sense to me. But I've tried vitamins in the past and nothing has helped. And I've been to doctors who have tried me on vitamins. In fact, I worked for a pharmacist who specialized in, you know, helping people with vitamin therapy and supplements and things. And I did everything he recommended. I really didn't feel much better. And, of course, my first question to her was, well, did he do any testing? And her answer was no. And so here's the problem that most people are faced with. They're getting recommendations from people, or they're getting the information from the web, and they're taking these things based on what people are telling these things are supposed to do. But because they don't know where they're broken down, they don't know if this is the right protocol for them. So if you take a handful of supplements and expect to feel better overnight and then stay feeling better forever, it just doesn't work that way. And that's not what I do. When I'm working with a patient, I'm working with them to get them healthy. And so the first thing I want to do is find out where they're broken down. I want to know what is the cause of their low energy. I want to know, do they have a problem in their thyroid, their adrenal glands? I want to know if they have leaky gut or yeast overgrowth, or do they have problems with SIBO? I want to know what's going on with their circadian rhythm or sleep-wake cycle. Then and only then would I make recommendations specific for them. And because that's how I do it, and I approach it with the mindset that it's not about giving you a pill to make you feeling better, whether that's a supplement or a drug. It's about changing your life by finding and fixing the causes and then helping you get as healthy as you can. That's why it works. And that's why you can go on our website and you can see testimony after testimony after testimony, and you can hear people come on here on Tuesday nights and share their story because it works. And it's not me. It's, I was fortunate enough to realize years ago that the only thing that works is getting people healthy. And it's so simple that no one wants to believe that, but that's the only way it works. And fortunately, I'm smart enough to realize that, you know, God showed me that, and, you know, that's really the way it's got to work. There's no magic supplement. There's no magic acupuncture session, chiropractic session. It's got to be done by getting healthy, and that's got to be a step-by-step process. So, again, that's why it works. Well, so it's time to wrap up this evening. We're at the hour, and so I want to thank those who came on and joined me tonight in sharing, and I want to thank those that came on and asked their questions. I really appreciate that. It allows other people to learn from the answers that I share with you, so I really appreciate those who come on and answer questions. If you'd like to know more about my practice, and I would in the book Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, then I encourage you to go to the treatingandbeating.com site, treatingandbeating.com, and you can see there's free videos on there. You can get access to the blog that's sent out. There's health articles. All those are free. Past audios like these conferences are on there. Testimonials are on there. There's a great deal of free resources for you to take advantage of. If you're ready to kind of go to the next step, then I would encourage you, the next step may be to get the book and then to go through the book and make sure that as you're going through the book, it makes sense to you. And if it resonates with you, you start doing the protocols that I recommend in the book. Again, the book's available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, BarnesandNoble.com. And then if you get stuck, and many people do get stuck because it's, you know, fibromyalgia is very complicated. But if you get to the point where you're just, you know, you're at that point where you've done all the research, you've tried everything, and you realize you need a health coach, you need somebody to work with you to get you healthy, then at that point, that's when you want to reach out and contact the office. You can go to fibroconsults.com, and you can set up a consult. And so many of you are at that point. I mean, you're just sick and tired, like Judy shared. I mean, you're at the point, you're just exhausted by the whole thing. And for you to even, I mean, you can't even think about reading a 560-page book and then trying to figure out what tests you need and then, you know, what supplements. I mean, that's just so draining to you to even think about that. I understand that. I mean, I understand that where you're at. And so for you, it could be that it's time now to go ahead and set up a consult. And if you, you know, if you, you just need to kind of think about, if you don't change what you're doing now, where are you going to be 1 year from now? Where are you going to be 5 years from now? Where are you going to be 10 years from now? So if you keep doing what you're doing, then what's going to change? Is anything going to really drastically change? Unfortunately, with fibro, probably not, especially if you're just going the conventional route. And so I really want to encourage you to be proactive and do something different. And, it could be it's time now to get a fibro expert to then help you in your quest to feel good again. And really, as you've learned tonight, I hope the way that you feel good again is by getting healthy. And more importantly, not only do you feel good tomorrow and next week, but you feel good in 6 months, 12 months, 48 months. That's really what it's all about. So again, this is Dr. Roger Murphy, thefibrodoctor.com, author of Treating and Beating Fibromyalgia and Chronic Fatigue Syndrome. We'll let you know that next week there will not be a teleconference, but typically, there's a free Tuesday night teleconference each and every Tuesday night. Again, for more information about me, go to the treatingandbeating.com site. For information about the consults, I encourage you to go to fibroconsults.com.